Welcome, folks, to Kevin Wilson, Master Locksmith's Weekly Update. I'm your host, Nathan, and we have Kevin Wilson joining us live via the phone. How are you today, Kevin?
Doing great today, Nathan.
Excellent. Today we're talking about recent locksmith scams and two new locksmith scams that we found out recently we've discovered. So let's talk about these locksmith scams real quick here. Every day, thousands of hard-working Americans are tricked into calling locksmith scam companies. These scam companies are controlled by the mafia. 98% of the search results, if you type in your city and then the word locksmith and into any major search engine, 98% of these search results are scam listings. And it's very hard for consumers to tell which website's real and which website's a scam locksmith website. So we know that they will advertise with very low prices. We know that they will $15 to show up and $35 and up to unlock. If you press them...
Yeah. Nathan, they advertise in all the top spots there in Google. The first three or four or five listings usually in each city in each category under locksmith are those scam listings. And they're easy for us to tell who they are, but they're not easy for the public to tell. Go ahead.
That's true, yes. And this is every major city. This is every major city. This is D.C., Atlanta, New York, L.A. Doesn't matter what major city you're in, the top three ads most of the time are scam companies, and then the results below are very hard to tell which are real as well. So they advertise with very low price. They get people in with they attract them with very low price. So they'll advertise as $15 to show up, $35 and up to unlock. Now, if you press the person, if you really pressure the person on the phone, how much is it really going to cost, the final price? They always say the tech has to see the car first. Now, here's the translation to that. The translation, what that means is the mobster that they send out has to show up, he has to trash talk your car, he has to say it's too old, it's too new, it's too large, too small, it's going to cost more money. Then he's going to try to make you feel guilty about it, then he's going to intimidate you into paying 200%, 400%, and even 1,000% more than the market rate.
That's right.
This is their normal business practice. They will also advertise with fast response, 15-minute response, 10-minute. I've even seen 5-minute response on one website, which is practically impossible. Their average wait time, of course, is an hour plus. Have you heard about any other? How many hours wait people usually wait, Kevin?
Well, I've heard a lot longer than an hour, Nick. Yeah. A lot longer.
So they advertise, this is just to get you to call, and of course after you've committed 1 hour or 45 minutes waiting for them, you feel obligated. Well, the guy took all this time to get here, I've got to use him now. This is all part of their psychological tricks. So you actually uncovered a testimony of an unfortunate lady who got scammed recently. We have her video testimony on our channel. You can also click below and watch that actual video in the description afterwards. But for now, Kevin, could you give us an overview of what happened at this exact incident?
Yes, when I arrived, she proceeded to tell me how she called a locksmith that had advertised $15 service. And when they arrived, they said, oh, no, this is a complicated car. We must charge $180 now, they said. So they automatically doubled the charge on her.
Wow.
She's calling me again. And wow. So they just they told her how the insurance company will pay it. Go ahead and pay the $180. The insurance will reimburse her, and just all kinds of things that you know were blatantly fraud, and that she could not get by with. Nor did she have the money. Nor did she agree to pay that. So. Things like that. So she knew she'd been scammed right away.
Wow. And from this video, from this testimony, we've actually uncovered two very new scams these con men have invented. They've invented two new scams. The first scam is insurance. He said, when she asked him how much it's going to be, he deflected, of course, the question with another question, as they always do. He says, what's your insurance company? And she gave him whatever answer, and he says, oh, your insurance company is going to cover it. It's going to cost $180. This is all in the video on her testimony. And this is a very new scam. I've never heard of this before. And it's quite ingenious, because if you think about it, the sticker shock someone gets, they're expecting, what, 15 plus 35 and up to unlock. It can't be more than 50, 60 bucks. When he hits them with that high price, the psychology behind it is very simple. Okay, don't worry, your insurance is going to cover it.
That's what they do, and that's what they did to her.
Yeah. And he was practically trying to get her to pay up front, and then, oh, don't worry, your insurance will cover you later. And that's very ingenious. I found that very interesting. And we want to warn the viewers out there as well in Atlanta and the Gwinnett area, be careful if they try any of these tricks. These are their new ones. Your insurance company will cover it. The second one we uncovered was, he said the car was high security locking mechanism. Do you know anything about that, Kevin?
There are a few that are harder than others, and some of the high-end cars, Lexus and even Toyota, Trent, Tundra is a really hard car to lock, and some of the BMWs and Mercedes, but overall, 98% of the cars are just fairly simple to open, and you can get a straight price on them, because there's just nothing to them for a locksmith.
Yeah, excellent. All right, and we want to invite anybody again. Make sure you, of course, subscribe to our channel. But if you want to watch that actual video, click in the description below. You can watch that actual testimony of that lady. And if you accidentally ever call one of these guys, whip out your iPhone, your smartphone, and get pictures, get video of their license plate. Get video of the text face. Sometimes he'll bring another mobster with him. Get pictures of all of them. Get video of the entire transaction. So, you know, you thought it was going to be 50, 60 bucks, and now he's trying to charge 180 or 300 or even 600. We've had testimony of people being charged $600 to unlock a simple pickup truck. If you get caught in that, go ahead.
They can ask all kinds of things, like, where's your ID badge? Who are you licensed by? Do you have your name printed on your invoice? Do you have a business card? What's your boss's name? You know, they're not going to be able to answer any of that because they're not legitimate. They're not licensed. They don't even have business licenses. They don't take taxes. There's absolutely nothing legitimate about these people, and they don't even show up on time, but they do know how to rip you off, and you will never find them again, and you'll never get your money back.
Yep.
If they damage your car or anything else, or if you want to stop payment on the check or anything, that you'll never get your money back.
Exactly.
So they're masters at deceit, but nothing else.
Exactly. And we want to, yes, encourage people, ask the tech for an ID, especially in Gwinnett County, you're required to have an ID from the police department. Is that correct?
That's right.
You're required.
Every document that shows up to anybody's door in my county, in Gwinnett County, Georgia, you're required to have a photo ID and be background checked. The ID is the property of the police department, and it has a barcode and a hologram on it, and it shows that you've been background checked and fingerprinted by the local police.
Exactly. Yeah, make sure you ask the locksmith for his ID, his licenses. The normal excuse you'll get from a scammer or a con artist, he'll say, oh, the office has got all that. They take care of that. I don't need to carry it with me. You can call them. And actually, we'll be talking about this in future videos, but I call it the triangle of triangle of deflection, I guess. If you ask the tech, how much is it going? Why are you charging me so much? He says, it's not me, it's the company that's making me do it. If you complain to the company, they always say, oh, he's a rogue locksmith. He no longer works here. We just got rid of him. We fired him. If you call the